USDA sharpshooters are set to arrive next month. They'll stay for 40 days, using silenced rifles and thermal imaging equipment to pick off thousands of does by night. The Long Island Farm Bureau is organizing the program with help from a $200,000 grant from New York State. Farmers and residents on the East End have complained about the growing deer herds for years. They say the deer eat crops, pose a driving hazard, and help spread tick-borne disease. But as the USDA prepares to step in, the agency faces opposition from recreational hunters who say they don't need the federal government's help. Hunter Michael Tessitore of East Quogue said what hunters need is for New York State to loosen restrictions on deer hunting and allow hunters to use some of the same weapons and tactics the federal sharpshooters plan to use.
Let us shoot with rifles at night. Can't do that. It's illegal in New York. Can't bait either. They're doing it. They're doing all the things that we're not allowed to do to be successful. So where's the problem? We're here to feed our families. You want to take a resource from us? I got a problem with it.
USDA officials estimate 30,000 deer live in Suffolk County. They say recreational hunters can't kill nearly enough to keep the population from growing even higher. Tessitore says his hunting group is lobbying state legislators to loosen hunting restrictions, but he also said the hunters may take legal action to stop the cull before it begins next month. For WSHU, I'm Will James.